Okay, so we'll start the Maimer. This is, the Rebbe gave this Maimer, Motzoy Shabbos Parshas Chayisora, Mevorchim Achoydesh Kislev. That's Motzoy Shabbos, in the portion of Chayisora, when they bench the new month of Kislev, Bechedrei, in his room, in Hei Tovshin Lamed Ches. This followed immediately the incident that took place on Shemini Atzeres of that year, in which there was a medical condition, and the Rebbe was confined to his room until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. At that time, instead of the Rebbe coming out and making a Fabrengen outside, the Rebbe would give a Maimer, some Sichas, in his room, and they would have a microphone and speakers in the big shul, and everybody would listen to the Maimer from the Rebbe, but not physically the Rebbe being there, but the Rebbe was upstairs in his room. And this is the final Maimer before the Rebbe went home. After this, on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Rebbe went home for the first time after Shemini Atzeres, that he stayed in 770 during that whole period of time. So let's learn this Maimer. So again, cited the Shema Yimetzoy Shabbos Parshas Chayisor Mevorchim Chodesh Kislev Bechedrei Hei Tovshin Lamed Ches. So he bases himself on the Pasuk in the Parsha, in which it says, Vavrom Zokein Bo Vayomim. The Rebbe is going to explain the Pashta Pshat means that Avram became old. He was coming in days. He was getting old. But the Zohar says he came biyomim, he came with days. Days in this context of the Zohar means he came with the garments. The yomim are garments which are the holy supreme garments. He came with all the garments. And from this, later on, the Baal Shem Tov says that literally, that Bayomi means that we have to come every day. In other words, each day you have to do a mitzvah. There's something about Bo Bayomim, coming with the days. Sometimes people come at the end of their lives, or after a long life, but they don't have all their days with them, which means they didn't do everything every day. By Avram Avinu explains them, the Baal Shem Tov, he was Bo Bayomim. The Zohar says he came with those garments. The Baal Shem Tov explains he actually came with every day, which means every day he did the Avodah. Because a person should never miss a day of not doing a mitzvah. The Rebbe's discussion is, why is it so important to do every day a mitzvah? Why is the day important? Mele, if you say that you need all the garments, you need all the mitzvahs, so why does it matter if I do, let's say, a mitzvah, I miss a day, I don't do a mitzvah, but then the next day I'll do two mitzvahs. So I'll have the same amount of garment and the same accomplishment. Why is it an emphasis dafke on every day? So the Rebbe will explain, because every day we have the davening. The davening elevates the mitzvah. That's why we need to daven. We need to daven every day. And why is it, the Rebbe asks, that we need to take? And what happens? Let the davening of the next day. So we know that the davening elevates the mitzvah, so we need to do it. But why do we need to do it every day? And if I didn't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow, and then the davening tomorrow. And the Rebbe brings out that the point of the mitzvah of mitzvahs is to fix and elevate the Gashmis, the Tachtoinim, the Zman. It's important to elevate. It's can't push it off for the next day, because if you do, then you haven't elevated it, the mitzvahs that you need to do on that day itself. All right, this is basically what the discussion is. Maimer, let's go inside. Avraham zokin bo bayomim goimer. So the pasuk says that Avraham became old, coming in days, coming in old age. Maybe Rabbeinu hazokin b'toyra oir b'parsha seinu. The Alter Rebbe in Toyra oir, in our parsha, the parshas of Chayi Sora, in Dibur Hamaschil, in the Maimer that begins with Lahovin Inyan Masha Omru Razal Yofesho Achaz B'tshuva Maisim Tovim Ba'ilum Hazeh Mikol Chaye Ha'ilum Abo. In that Maimer, the Maimer explains the idea, our sages tell us that 1 hour of teshuva, repentance, and good deeds in this world is more Ha'ilum Abo. That's the opening, that's just the heading of that Maimer. That Maimer in Torah Oir that the Rebbe is quoting from, he's going to quote in a minute, comes v'lifnei hadrush, that comes before the Maimer that we're discussing, the Pasuk v'Avrom Zokin, v'shuhu shayich l'Pasuk v'Avrom Zokin bo bayomim. So in the Torah Oir there is a Maimer also which begins with the same words as the Rebbe begin, the Maimer v'Avrom Zokin bo bayomim. But the Maimer that the Rebbe is quoting from comes before the Maimer of Vavrom Zokin bo bayomim. Now the thing is, over there the Maimer doesn't actually start with the Pasuk Avrom Zokin bo bayomim in the Torah Oir, but over there it's in the heading, it says it belongs to the Pasuk Vavrom Zokin bo bayomim. That's a discussion over there. But basically, the Rebbe is just pointing out where the reference is. So the reference is to the Maimer of Lahavid Inim Hashom Razal. So what does he bring down over there? What is the out? This is all just telling you what the reference is. So he brings down the Maimer HaZoihar, the saying of the Zoihar, and the Posik. What does Baba Yomim Allah Posik? The Zoihar says on this Posik, Be'inun Yoimin Eloin Chulu. He came, when it says Bo Bayom, with those supreme yoimim. What are the yoimim? What are these yoimim? What are these supreme yoimim? So he says, Shehaim halavushim de Torah u'mitzvos. Those are the garment. When we study Torah, when we do mitzvahs, we gain garments. We gain garments. What does it mean, gain garments? The neshama, when it does a mitzvah, when it learns Torah, earns for itself a place in Gan Eden, a light, an oir in Gan Eden. But the oir in Gan Eden is too intense for the neshama to be able to handle it. So what do? You wear a garment. Like you can't look the sun with your eyes, you put on sunglasses. That's sort of a garment for your eyes so that you could be able to see. So in order for the neshama to be able to benefit from the pleasure and the delight of seeing godliness in Gan Eden, it needs a garment. Shehem alavushim termitz. What is Torah? As the Pasuk calls them, Teshuvah or Maisim Tovim. The Maisim Tovim and Teshuvah is basically the garments of Torah Mitzvahs, because that's what Teshuvah is for, and that's what good deeds are, Torah Mitzvahs. What do these garments do? Shal Yodom Tuchal HaNeshama Lihonois Meziva Shechina Ba'ilom Habo. Through these garments that, as provided by the Torah mitzvahs, through them, the neshama is able to enjoy the ray of the Shekhinah in Olam Haba. So, basically, in the Zohar, the translation of Baba Yomim is not literally days. Baba Yomim means he came with all the garments. And yet the Rebbe says it also means literally coming with all the days means also that you filled every single day with the proper with mitzvahs. Inyan zeh, and this idea that you're filling the days, just like we're talking about levushim, shayich gam liyomim kipshutam, it also applies literally to the days. Shetzrichim liyos kol hayomim shleimim. Every days, all days need to be whole. How do you make a day whole? Every day needs to be whole. You can't have an empty day. What makes a day whole? What makes it empty? If you don't do a mitzvah in one day, even if you do it the next day, that day is empty. So you have to fill, make it whole. How do you make it whole? Make sure that every day you do a mitzvah. Shetzrichim liyos kol hayomim shleimim. All days need to be full. That means Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, he came with full days. Every day he did a mitzvah. Hayinu shekol yoim yiyah molei ba'asiyas mitzvah. Every day this should be. It's not just that you have all the garments, but every day you have full with doing mitzvahs. And that's yoim niloin, that brings down, as the Zohar says, those garments. So to get those garments, the yoimin Eloyim, in order to benefit in Gan Eden, it's not just to get them, but it's to get them on a daily basis. So that every day you have the garments that you need for the day. Hainu. So basically, Dua Maimer HaBaal Shem Tov. It's known, the saying of the Baal Shem Tov, Lo yaniach shum yoim asiyas mitzvah chulu. A person should not allow any day to go by without doing a mitzvah. Basically, these mitzvahs, these garments, you get by doing every day a mitzvah. Vezehu bo bayomim. And this is now the meaning that Avram came bayomim. Sha'avram Avinu Ovadas Avedosoi, that Avram Avinu served his service the chol yom vayom, every day and day he did his service. Shekol yom of hoyu yomim shleimim, all of his days of his life were full, wholesome, v'loi chasedim chaz v'sholom, and not, God forbid, lacking. None of his days were lacking. So when we're saying baba yomim, not only did he have all the garments necessary, but he had all the days, because it's important that in every day you get the garments. And ba'yidei zeh, but once he had full days, did a mitzvah, baba yomim be'inun yomim niloyin. So then he came with those supreme garments that are necessary. So actually you filled every day with mitzvahs. That's literally, you start first with the yom, every day with mitzvahs. And by filling every day with the mitzvah without lacking, this gave him all the garments. But the issue becomes, if the point here is that you should have garments, all the garments necessary, but why is it necessary to have every day? What happens if you miss one day a mitzvah? You'll do two the next day. It's known, the question on this, and from the Tzemach Tzedek in the Torah, he asks, iker hu levushei ha-mitzvahs. The main part is, what are we trying to accomplish? We're trying to get the garment of the mitzvahs, which is yoimin iloi. That's the garments, the supreme garments. So why is it important to this to have literally the days? Why do the days figure in over here? He says, not to neglect, not to leave out any day from doing a mitzvah, as quoted from the Baal Shem Tov. Why is that important? Halo yuchal lasis lemochor shtei mitzvahs. But is he not able to do tomorrow two mitzvahs? The lechayre, it would seem, gam kishayisa kama mitzvahs v'meshach yoyim echad, even if he should do several mitzvahs in one day, yesh loy oisoy mispar ha-mitzvahs, he has the same number of mitzvahs, kemoy kishoho yom ekaimo b'meshach kama yomim, just as if he was able to fulfill them in many days. So the bottom line is, if he does the same number, and the Haris, the Rebbe explains if he has time for more mitzvahs or less mitzvahs. But we're just talking about the simple pshat over here, that what difference does it make if it's the same number of mitzvahs that he does over in one day, and he's missing one day, he didn't do the mitzvahs. If he has the same number, what difference does it make? He has the same number. So if you do, let's say, 5 days mitzvahs, so you have 5 days mitzvahs. If you don't do mitzvahs for 4 days, and in one day you do five mitzvahs, you have the same five mitzvahs there. The number of mitzvahs doesn't really depend on the number of days. In Cain, so in that case, since we're trying to get the garments, and the garments is brought about through the mitzvah, so why is it important to be mekayim a mitzvah every day davke? Ba'ad, to the extent we say shekasher chosar loy yom echod, chosar loy levush, if he's lacking one day, he is lacking a garment. Why would he be lacking a garment? He did the mitzvah the next day. Why is the garment hinged the fact that it has to be done also on every day? So the Rebbe says that in the Pasuk it says, Avram Zokin, Avram became old, then Baba Yomim. So Baba Yomim, we learned now, is a great Mila. Baba Yomim, he came with all the days, he came with all the garments, came with all the days, it's a big Mila. But first, the Torah introduces it by saying Avram Zokin. And Avram Zokin in itself is a great Mila, as the Rebbe will explain now. It seems like the level of Baba Yomim is even greater than the level of Avram Zokin. First, we start to tell you Avram Zokin. That's one elevation. And then we say he has even a greater elevation than Baba Yomim. Base. Hine mizeh shemayla zu d'Avram Baba Yomim. The fact that this greatness of Avram, that Baba Yomim, bo bikro la'achre kama v'kama mayla shaloi, comes in the psukim after many greatness of Avraham, shebepsukim shalifneza, which are in the previous psukim. So we already talk about Avraham's greatness. Va'ad shebekosuv ze gufa, to the extent that even in this pasuk we already have a greatness. B'tchilahu aimer va'Avraham zokin. He starts off by saying Avraham was zokin. That's one level, one mila. And then he adds Baba Yomim. So in addition to Avram Zokin, is also Baba Yomim. Move on. Sheinyan Baba Yomim hu mila gedoyla yoser gam ma mila de Zokin. That's understood, that when we say Baba Yomim, coming with old days, is actually a greater advantage even than the advantage of Zokin. Rabbi will explain now what is the advantage of Zokin, Avram Zokin. And on top of Avram Zokin, we're saying Baba Yomim. So he says, Dagam Shavram Zokin Pirush, Shahoyo Be'ilui Niflo Be'yoser. Even though when it says Avram Zokin means that he was in a very wondrous advantage. He was a tremendous greatness. Avram Zokin represents greatnesses on the part of Avram. Even after that, we have a greater greatness, which is Baba Yom. Okay, as our sages tell us, that what is the meaning, this is from Reishis Rabba, what is the meaning of Avram Zokin? So our sages tell us, Sha'omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Avram, God, Hashem says to Avram, Bo levush levushi, come, put on my garment. The Eibishter says, Avram Zokin, we reference to Hashem as a Zokin. That's the garment of Hashem. In the posting in Daniel, the Rebbe brings down in the parenthesis, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levushi, come and put on my garment, the Eibishter's garment. Hashem is saying to put on my garment, Shenikro Atik Yoimin. The Eibishter is called Ancient of Days. I mean, the Ancient One, forever, because Hashem was there always. He's a Zoke. Hashem says to Avram, says the Medrash, Avram Zokin, come and put on my garment, put on the garment of Atik Yoimin. This is part of the Medrash saying. So what does that mean? I knew. Shevavrom zokin hi mailas avrom mashaloivesh levush HaKadosh Baruch. That Avrom zokin represents Avrom's greatness, that he actually puts on God's garment, kimoish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Hashem is in the level of Ancient of Days, removed from days, on such a high madrega. That is what Avraham Zoke, he dresses up. And then Baba Yomim, hine Baba Yomim, Naila Oid Yosef. So Baba Yomim is even greater. So v'tzorich lahavin, so we need to understand Ma'u goydel ha'ilui de Baba Yom. What is it? There's such a great advantage, such a great greatness of Baba Yom. Levusha mitzvahs, the garment of mitzvahs. Ubefrat be'inyan da'asiyas mitzvah b'chol yom davke. And so what's, first of all, what is the b'chlal? What's so special, what is so great about the garment of the mitzvahs? Okay. And especially in the bracket, the Rebbe adds, "Ubefrat beinyan dasiyas mitzvah bechol yom davke." Especially, what is it so in the idea of doing a mitzvah every day? Hagam shein emetosiv al deizeh b'mispar hamitzvahs. Although through doing it every day doesn't really make more mitzvahs. The number of mitzvahs stays the same. This is so important. And this is so great that this is even a greater level than Avram Zokin, that he wears the garments of Atik. V'aches et naila yoyser, to the extent this Baba Yomim is so great that this is even greater than the inyan from Avram Zokin, from the little zekah shubichinas halavush the Atik Yomim, which is the garment of Atik Yomim, removed of days, and the highest level. And we're saying, no, doing the mitzvahs every day and getting those garments is even a higher madrig. What is this so important? Ois gimel. Yuvan zebahagdim biur hayidua. So we'll explain this. This will be understood by first introducing the known explanation. Bazeh shanishomo tzricho La levushim de Torah mitzvahs. Why does the neshama? We'll explain why the neshama needs these garments of Torah mitzvahs. Bichdei shetuchol lihonis meziv hashchina, so that it can enjoy, it can delight of the ray of the shchina. It needs. Why is that? So it's explained that why does the neshama need those garments in order to be have this delight of the shchina? Since the soul is a created being. Okemevuar bekama mekoymos, as explained in many places, that the neshama, osha neshama hu kemoy shalakus nase bechinas nivra, that the soul is like godliness turning into becoming a created being. That's godliness in the shape of a created, that's the neshama. The neshama is godliness, but it's godliness as it comes in the level of created. Va'ad, and the extent of it that it became so a nivra. So while we're saying it's godliness, but shadvekus shelo be'elikus, hidvekus bilti nikeres. Her clinging to godliness of the neshama is a clinging which is not, it's a connection which you can't tell. The fact that the neshama is dressed up, has come down to be created, you can't see in the neshama that connection of the godliness, that it's connected to godliness. And because, so the bottom line is, that means that the neshama is a nivra. A nivra has limitations. The efshel nivra lahasik shum hasoga v'oyris of Baruch Hu. So a created being cannot grasp any grasp in the Eirin Sof. Blessed be. You can't grasp that the neshama really, because it's a nivra, is not able to grasp, to connect to above. Lochem. And therefore, b'chdei shetuchal ha-neshama lohonis miziva shchina, in order for the neshama to be able to delight and enjoy the ray of the Shechina, shohu ha'ore me'oir insof, ziv ha'shechina that comes in Gan Eden for the neshama to be able to delight, that's a shine from Eir Insof, from the infinite Baruch Hu. Ubefrat, that's a regular grasping, but especially if you want to lachzis benoyam Hashem, in order to see in the sweetness of Hashem, that's a higher level of just enjoying the Shekhinah, as the Alter Rebbe brings down in Geres HaKodesh, to sort of see how the sweetness of Hashem, which is on. So how could a nivra do that? Tzricha hi lelavusha. So the neshama requires garments. Ukemoshul oir godol beyoser. As for example, if you have a very big light, ukemoy oir hashemesh, like for example the light of the sun, bechinas shemesh havaye, light of the sun. And this is a metaphor, because havaye is actually metaphorically compared to the sun. We call it Kishemesh Havaya, Kishemesh Umogen Havaya Likim, Shemesh Havaya. Havaya is like a sun. It's a powerful light. Shein Yechel Mahabit, but you can't look at it. Vayidei, you can't face it. Too strong. Vayidei HaMosoch Shukmoy Levush, but through a curtain, which is like a garment. Then you're able to receive and to absorb likloit esoir, the light. So basically, in order for us, for our nivra, in order for the neshama, which is a nivra, to be able to grasp and or to see the sweetness of Hashem, it needs a garment to protect it from the strength and the power of the Havaya, the Shemesh Havaya of the sun, of this power, and that's why you need the Levush. V'hine yodua, and it's known that Shekol Memutza HaMechaber Beis Dvorim Tzorich Liyes Kolul Mishneim. Whenever you have an intermediary, something in the middle that connects two items, Tzorich li is kolum mishneim. That intermediary needs to be included from both of them. The intermediary has part of one side of one and part of the other thing, and that includes both. So now that we're saying that the Torah mitzvahs are the garment, they connect the Nivra, the Neshama, with the Ein Sof. So that means that the mitzvahs have Ein Sof in them, and they also have the level of Nivra in them. From this, we can also understand with regards to the garments of Torah mitzvahs, that they serve as a intermediary that connects bechinas ziva shchina. They are intermediaries. They connect the ziva shchina, the ray of the divine, shehu orem erin sof ablikvul, which is a ray from the erin sof, which is unlimited without limitations. Iman neshama she nivru bagvul, with the neshama which is created in the bagvul. So these are two items: blikvul, the ziva shchina, gvul, the neshama, and the Torah and mitzvahs connect them. So the Torah mitzvah she yesh bahem mibeis v'inyonim. So they have the two inyonim. They have bligvul in them and also gvul in them, and that's how they're able to connect. The shorshom shel haTorah mitzvahs humiratzina elyon chokhmas yisbarach. The root of Torah mitzvahs is from Hashem's will and His blessed wisdom. Those are all bligvul. Ain't so. Shehem yuchodim bo yizborech. Chochma and Rotzin are united with Hashem. So just like Hashem is Ein Sof, so that means that the Rotzin Elyon and the Chochma are Bligvul. Shehem yuchodim bo yizborech. Shehu v'chochma siritzoy ne'echot. Because we know that Hashem and His Chochma and His will is one. So when we talk about Hashem's Chochma, and we talk about Hashem's Rotzin, which is Torah Mitzvahs, Hashem's Chochmah, and Hashem's Rotzin, they are Hashem's Rotzin, so they are united, so they are Bligvul, Inyan HaBligvul, the idea of Bligvul. Not only, the Rebbe adds in the bracket, not only are they Bligvul, equal to the Ziv HaShchina, which they're acting as intermediaries to, they're even a higher bligvul than even than the ziva shchina. Va'at sherotzin elyon v'chochmos yisbarach shoresh haTorah mitzvahs. To the extent they're so bligvul that when we talk about the rotzin elyon and the chochmos yisbarach, which is the root of Torah mitzvahs, because Torah is chochmah and the mitzvahs are Hashem's rotzin, hem lemaila gam mevchina ziva shchina. They're even higher than the level of the ray of the shchina. So that's one hand what Torah mitzvahs have. But then on the other hand, Torah mitzvahs have also the very physical, practical, they've descended into this world. V'ayidei sheyordu lemato b'olam hazeh agashmi. By descending here below in this physical world, you have tzitzis b'tzemer gashmi. Tzitzis in physical world. U'tefillin b'klav gashmi. And tefillin in physical parchment, the chaim b'chol ha-mitzvahs, like in all the mitzvahs. So you have the Eibishter's Rotzin coming down into a very physical, in the mitzvahs as they come down in the physical world. Bal derech zeh, and this is a mitzvah, but similar to it coming down in such a level, hugam b'toyroh shenislav shom b'seichel anushi. It also applies to Torah because Torah has dressed up in the human intellect. Not only is Torah descended into the human intellect, but in Torah you find arguments which you have to say, discredit, saying that some is false, some is not. The Torah has to rule. Bad b'tainus shel sheker. In arguments of falsehood, Torah addresses them. That's part of Torah. So Torah The Chochmah of Ein Sof has come down to dress up in false arguments. And further, this is all in Torah. V'nislapsho b'dyoy ala sefer. And it has dressed up with ink on the sefer. Very physical. So, heim b'mchinas medido v'hagbole. So, they are... So, while they're Chochmah, they ain't soft, the rest of them ain't soft, but they're still... Now, they're very, very limited. But not just limited. La medido v'hagbole, the olam hazeh, it's not just that they are limited, but they're limited and measured by this physical world, which is the lowest. There's nothing lower than this. That's how it would. They could be measured by the world of Bria, Yitzira, but no, and Asiya, and in this world, that's the lowest of the measure. So that's the extreme, what Torah and Mitzvahs. On one hand, they're the Chokhmah Rotzon Elyon, and then they come down, Saibut mitzvahs in Dvar Gashmim, Saibut Torah into the Gashmis, into El Mazah Gashmim. Hine, al yidei bezin yonim elu, Shabbat Torah mitzvahs, through these two matters of Torah mitzvahs, inyan habligvul shobahem mitzad shorsho. These two items are, again, the unlimited power which is in the mitzvahs, Mitzad Shorshom, they're rooted in the Rotzon Elyon, who Chmos Echad in the Ein Sof. And on the other hand, we have Inyan Agvul Shobahem, and the idea of limit Mitzad Yiridos Lamata, because they descend below. So, because that is what Torah has, Torah Mitzvahs have, that's why Heim Nasim Levush Memutza Hamachaber Sanishoma, they become the garment and the intermediary that can connect the soul, she'inivro u'begbal gvul, which is created and limited, not just as an neshama is above, u'kemoishim u'lubeshes beguv gashmi, and as it's dressed up in guv gashmi, because even the neshama as a nivro, it could be a nivro the way it's not yet in this physical world. But here we're connecting it, even as it is already physicalized and becomes in this world, to connect it in Bechina Ziv HaShchina, together with the ray of the Shechina. And as I said before, not only with the ray of the Shechina, Vaad in Bechinas Noyam Avaya, till the pleasantness of a higher level of Ziv HaShchina, Shalemayla Mekol Medidu V'Hagbola, Biyad Medidu V'Hagbola. That's why we, Torah and Mitzvahs, are able to connect this highest level, the level of Nivra. That's why we need especially the Torah and Mitzvahs to provide for that connection for the Neshama to be able to reach that. So today, what we covered over here, the Rebbe brought down the Taich of the Zohar, Ram Zokim Boba Yomim, that it means to come with garments. The purpose of the garments is to allow for the neshama to delight in the Shekhinah. And the Rebbe says it means, also brings down from the Baal Shem Tov, and also that the meaning of it means days, that we have to do a mitzvah every day. The question was, if the number of mitzvahs, why does it have to do with days? It could be any time, as long as you get the same number of mitzvahs. Then the Rebbe brought out the idea that there's a Maila in Avram, a lot of Mailas. And first the Torah says, Avram Zokin. And then the Torah says, Baba Yom. So Zokin, the Rebbe brings down, means that he was already connected with the level of Atika Kadisha. And then we say Baba Yom. So it seems like Baba Yom is much a greater level even than the level of Avram Zokin. And here, we don't even understand why is it such a great maila to have a mitzvah every day when we could just have mitzvahs. What's the point? The Rebbe is going to try to bring down. The Rebbe is going to bring out that being changing every day around is part of our mission over here. And that's the greatest level, as the Rebbe will explain later on. But the Rebbe first began to explain how does Torah and mitzvahs serve as an intermediary between the Neshama and the Eir Sof. So the Rebbe explains that because mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs have the both aspects of it. Intermediary needs to have both aspects. On one hand, Torah mitzvahs are connected with the Ein Sof, Chochmos Yeritzoy Niyizbarach, and until the level of Lachzis Benoyam Hashem, to the highest level of Blikvul. And on the other hand, it comes down Begashmi side, the mitzvahs come Begashmis, and side Torah becomes the Begashmis in Tainis, Shekin, all different in Yonim. And that's why that has the power to connect. And okay, so we'll leave it over here, and we'll be Mamshech Mirz Hashem tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. Ois Dalet. So the Rebbe continues, V'hine, behold, mitzad hi ha'hi slapshus de toiro mitzvahs b'inyone oylom hazeh hagashmi, because the Torah mitzvahs dress themselves up into the physical world, as he said before. The mitzvahs have the both extremes. On one hand, they are connected, they're the Rotzen Hashem, Ein Sof Bligvul. And on the other hand, they are coming down the Torah mitzvahs in this Olam Hazeh Gashmi, very physical world. And that's why they serve as a memutza, as an intermediary between the Ein Sof and the Nivra and the Neshama. That connects the Neshama with the Ein Sof through mitzvahs. But since in the end it's connected to the physical world, Shehu Ruboi Kikuloi Ra, its majority, and not just a majority, Rubei Kikula is a strong majority. This whole physicality is mostly evil. So therefore, when you're doing a mitzvah, you have to sort of make sure to clean and to wash away from any defects that may come to the mitzvah. Tzorich l'nakoisom mikol psoilus hanoifel bahem. So it is necessary for us to clean them from all of the leftovers or the dirt that might fall on them. Gives you an example. What does it mean? You're doing Torah mitzvahs, but it has some dirt in it. So when a person learns Torah, for example, sometimes you can learn it for wrong reasons. So you're doing a mitzvah, you're learning Torah, you're studying Torah, you're doing Torah, but your Torah is tainted because it's done not for the right reason. It's done shaloi lishma. So because it's very in a physical world, there can be attachment of some negative thoughts that you need to take away. He says, okay, for example, belimbo da Torah, when we study Torah, she mitzad ze shah Torah nislapsho b'seichel anushu binyonim gashmim, that because of the fact that the Torah is dressed up in the human intellect and in physical matters, so it's possible that his study would be not for the sake of Hashem. He's not learning for the right purposes, for the purpose of Shem Shammai. Until you can sometimes go to the lowest level, Lishma. In Loi Lishma, there can be various different reasons. You're not learning it for 100% for the purpose of Hashem, you have another thought mixed in, but sometimes it can be the lowest level of Shaloi Lishma, totally, not at all for Torah, totally for yourself in a lowest way. So what do you do? That's as far as Torah goes. Mal derech zeh b'mitzvahs. The same thing goes with mitzvahs. That the mitzvahs you do can be tainted, can be psoilus. Because we're talking about the mitzvahs, they are brought down into the physicality of the world, it's possible that there should be pesoilus over there. Mezohu, and this is what we say, Mashe Halavushim de Toiru Mitzvahs, these garments of Toiru Mitzvahs, Tzrichim L'Rechitzo V'Kibus, you gotta wash and clean them. They need laundering. You gotta launder these garments of Toiru Mitzvahs. Sheyiyu Levushim Nikiyim V'Chulu, they should be clean garments. You gotta wash those garments of Torah mitzvahs. Ba'afilu lo yihyu ba'oifan de malbushai egolti. In the Navi, he talks about malbushai. He says, my garments egolti that I despise, but they are still considered malbushai, but we want them to be totally clean. Not even in the level of Mabush Agaolti, which is a level which is also not really desirable. The Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Dugmas Levush Agashmi, this is similar to a physical garment. Shebichdei Sheyiye Zach V'Noki, so in order that it is pure and clean, it's necessary in order to be, for the garment to be pure and clean, it's necessary. Shebichdei sheyezach v'noki tzorich lirchoit ulechabes oisoi, we need to wash it and we need to launder it, we need to clean it. It says, there is a second step. The first step is that we clean it. But even after we clean our garments and make sure that the garments are clean, we also, is another process. For these mitzvahs to be elevated, they need to be further purified, sterilized. They need to be going through another process. The malachim take the mitzvahs that we did, they're still physical, even if we clean them, and they sort of help these mitzvahs to refine them, to bring them up so they can go up. That's what he adds in the bracket here. Vegam, and also, la'acherei sheho'odom mechabes es alavushim d'teiru mitzvahs. Also after the person washes the garment d'teiru mitzvahs. Sheyiyu nikiyim mikol psoilus chulu, so that they are clean from anything, any residue, anything soilus, after we already accomplished that. He's going to say later on, how do we wash those garments? He says, that's what we use the davening. The davening washes garments. Those are the mitzvahs that we do, the Torah that we learn. When we daven with kavana and we elevate him, that's how we wash those garments. But here he says there's a second process, even after we wash those garments, so they are clean from any pesoilis, any residues, chulu, b'chdei sheyalu lemailo, in order for them to be elevated above, so they go up above, so then, tzorich, tzrichim heim lizdachich adi amalochim, they need to be refined through the angels. The Gofif Lohoin, quoting from the Zohar, the Gofif Lohoin v'Noshik Lohoin, they hug them, they kiss them, they refine the mitzvahs, the malach. Why do we need to refine the mitzvahs? It seems like if you wash the mitzvahs and you made it into the higher level, why would we still need to have the malachim refine them? Because at the end of the day, these mitzvahs are done in a physical world. In a physical world, no human being, as the Pasuk says, is righteous that doesn't do any sin. And not even a sin. The word chet means a sin, but it can also mean a lacking, which means there's no person that does everything perfect without any chesorin, without any lacking. So in order to elevate it, you need the malach himself, as he says. Because the Pasuk says, Ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechto. There is no righteous in the land that just does good, no sin. Basically, this is a fact due to the fact that we are in this world. Shemipnei shoha odom nimtza ba'oretz ba'olam hazeh agashmi. Because a person finds himself in the world, in a physical, in this physical world, lochein yesh boicheit, so there is therefore a sin, or not really a sin, cheit meloshen chesoron, cheit from the lashon of lacking. We're not talking about he must have a sin, but there must be a lacking. I'll call upon him, the Rebbe says, at least maybe. Because there is also different levels in that as well. There is either no person has in the world that doesn't have a literally a sin, or minimally, at least he has lacking. Now, so why do we have to, if this is an inevitable fact, because that's the nature. We're in this world, and the world is a place which is not perfect, and we're lacking. So, doesn't seem that it's anything of our doing. It's Hashem's creating us in this world. And that's true, but that doesn't mean that we don't need to elevate it later. V'hagam shachet, even though the sin, or hachisorin, the lacking, hu loy ba'ashmosu chaz v'sholim. It's not his fault. Why? Because we're saying he's not a tzaddik because on his fault, sharei v'amich kulam tzaddikim. Really, your people are all tzaddikim, meaning that we are, yes, righteous in by ourselves. Kiim kimeisha kosuf. So how come why we're doing mistakes? How come we have a sin? How come we have lacking if we're all tzaddikim? But that is like the verse says in Tehillim, Noiro alilo al bnei adam. Hashem sort of comes with a accusation on people. In other words, he is the one that causes us to sin. We're in this gashmizdika world, and he blames us for it. We're being blamed. Noiro alilo bnei adam. He's blaming the noiro blames the people. Which means, why are we here? Why are we not perfect? Sherotzin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sher Ben Odom Nimtza Ba'olam Kazeh. That's Hashem's will, that a human being should be in this world. Why are we doing that? It's because the Eibishter wants us here. So it's not really our fault. It's nothing to do with us. We're tzaddikim. But the Eibishter placed us in Olam Hazeh, and therefore, ein tzadik baruch yaseh tov lo yechto. So we have lackings, we have sins, we have lacking. So it's not us to blame. Why do we need to elevate him? And it gives an example when it's not your fault. Sometimes we give an example, ubedugma, similar to a melech shesholach es benoi lemedina rechoiko, a king who sends his son to a distant country, in order to show the wisdom of his son, that also in a faraway country, he should recognize the truth. So the king sends him away. In the palace of the king, in the country of the king, the son is perfect over there. But he sends him far away so that even there he should recognize the truth, which is Bechinas Behemes Havai Elohim, that the truth is Hashem in the world. So that is the truth. So the Eibishter sent us into Golus. The Eibishter sent us into the Olam Hazeh, into this world, so that we should recognize Hashem even in Golus. So the reason why we have a chait and why we have a chisorin is really because of Hashem's fault. So one can argue, since it's Hashem's fault, Why do we need to refine our mitzvahs and our Torah if this is where Hashem put us? Aber af al pi kein, and yet, mikivon shebepoil yesh boi chet meloshon chisaron. Since there is a chet, there is a sin from the language, there is a lacking. Vegam ha-Torah mitzvahs shaloi einam bishleimus, and also the Torah mitzvahs that he does aren't in wholesomeness. Ukamesha kosuv ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechto. There is no tzadik that does good, not the sin. So that means when we do the toiv, asher yaseh toiv, that even the toiv that it does should be without a lacking. Shachisorin yecheto hugam beha toiru mitzvus biyaseh toiv shaloi. This lacking that we're saying, yechto, the sin, the lacking, is in the yaseh. He does the yaseh toiv. We're not talking about two separate things. You do good and you don't sin other thing. In the yaseh toiv, in what you do good, that you shouldn't be lacking, that is v'chson. V'chein, v'chdei sh'atoyru mitzvah sh'lo yalu l'maylo. So therefore, in order for the Torah and the mitzvahs, that they should be going up above, tzorichu l'suyua ha-malochim, then he needs the support of the angel. The person needs the angels to help him bring up this Torah mitzvahs. It's not your fault. It's not anything of your doing. But the bottom line is those Torah mitzvahs, they're lacking. And in order to make them full, you need the malachim to elevate them. Hey. So there's two things about this world, why we need to elevate him. First of all, the Rebbe said, brought down because the world is majority evil, but it's not only because it's evil, it's because it's physical. Physical needs refinement. Hey, v'hine ze ma sh'atoyru mitzvah sh'boilom hazeh agashmi tzrichim uzukukim. Listen, you hamalochim, this, that the Torah mitzvahs in this physical world need and require the support of the angels. Hu loy rak mipnei she'olam hazeh hagashmi hu rubei kekuloy ra. It is not only because this physical world is mostly, almost fully ra. Elo gam, but also mitzad hagashmi yus doylam hazeh. Also, just because the physicality of the world, the world is a physical world. Since the world is a physical, so he is no comparison to the upper worlds that are spiritual. So there's just a physical world. So the need for the malachim to elevate the Torah mitzvahs in this world is not just because of our lacking, we said before, and there's ra, and there's evil, and therefore it needs to be cleaned, and then it needs to be elevated still because we still have chisorin, but just by the definition that things are physicality. Physical is very far, infinitely removed from spiritual. And this is similar about derech hayidua b'negeya l'nishmas Adam, similar to that which we known as it relates to the soul of man. Safilu tzadik omur, even a complete tzadik, kishe'oyle l'gan Eden, when he goes up to Gan Eden, tzorich tevilo b'nahar dinur, needs to immerse himself, he needs to go to the mikveh called in the river of Dinur, that's a river of fire. There's a mikveh of fire, you have to go into toivel yourself, to immerse yourself in that Nahar Dinur, And the reason is bichdei lishkoyach al chizu de hai almo, in order to forget the chizu, the looks of this world, in order to get rid of your experience in this world. That's the chizu, what you saw and your experience in this world. In order to get rid of it, you got to go to the mikveh. You have to go to the Nahar Dinur, and then you can elevate yourself. So why is that necessary? So it's explained. Because of the in comparison of this physical world to Gan Eden, Hare afilu miktsas minyone elam haze, even a little bit of the physical, this world's aspects, meineya melalis leGan Eden, that holds you back. You can't go up to Gan Eden. You need to immerse yourself in the mikveh. Get rid of anything of this physical world that is still attached to the soul, even though when the soul is spiritual, but from its experience in this physical world, it has to go through the mikveh, and through the mikveh to be elevated to Gan Eden. This is not only from this world to Gan Eden, but actually even from one level of Gan Eden to the next level of Gan Eden, within Gan Eden itself. From the lower level of Gan Eden, from Gan Eden Atach to Gan Eden Elyon, you also need to go through a level of Tevila, a level of immersion, a level of Bittel. Ubedugmas ha'aliyah shebedargez de Gan Eden, similar to the elevations, which is already within the steps of Gan Eden. Shemi Gan Eden Atach to Gan Eden Elyon v'chulu, you also got to go through immersion from the lower level of Gan Eden to the upper level of Gan Eden. Shemikivon, why is that necessary? Shemikivon shahaliyos heim bein areich. Over there, you're not going from Gashmi to Ruchni, but still from physical to spiritual, but you're still going to infinitely high madregas, from the lower to the higher level. Shemikivon shahaliyos heim bein areich. Since those elevations are infinitely higher one from the other, tzorich li yistchilo bitl ha-hasoge de Gan Eden atachten, first we need to have the subjugation and the sort of the forgetting of what you understood in the lower level of Gan Eden. So what you understood in the lower of the level of Gan Eden will interfere with what you are going to experience now in the upper level of Gan Eden. So you need to be mevatel, you need to negate that understanding in order to be able to reach in the higher level within Gan Eden itself. Okay, do Hamoshul Me'inyan Asogas HaSeichel, as it's known, the example you give from the idea for in order to grasp an idea, that when you want to grasp a new idea, shebichdei lovoi lahasoge el yoino, in order for you to come and to reach a higher grasping, a higher understanding, shebein haroich lahasoga kedemis, which is infinitely greater than the previous understanding. And we're talking about within this world itself. You have an idea, and then you want to experience and get a much deeper, a much higher, that is infinitely greater than what you know. Now, we're talking about both physical in this world, even though when we're talking about the upper grasping is still in this world, but it's much higher. So we're giving an example from when you try to understand in this world something which is much deeper and higher than what you know already. You first need to negate what you understood before. You can't go to the next level and to the deeper level without negating the previous level. That's even within this world.
He brings an example from the Gemara. The Gemara told us about Rab Zeira. Kamoi Rab Zeira. Kisolik la'aru di Yisrael. Rab Zeira first lived in Babylonia, lived in Babel. And before he traveled, and then he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. So over there, he prayed that he forget his learning that he learned in Babel, so that that learning that he already has experienced in Babylonia should not interfere with his new level, because Eretz Yisrael, the learning, is on a totally higher level. So in order for him to be able to master, to grasp the new, deeper, higher level of understanding, he couldn't hold on to the previous understanding. He needed to negate that. So he fasted, K'mayr Abzeira, Kisolik La'aradi Yisrael. When he went up to the land of Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Meyo Taniso, he sat 100 fast day. I guess it was written with a mem, and therefore there is a mem tiniest. There's different versions. Either it was 100 or it was 40 fast days. But nevertheless, he was fasting Lishkoyach Talmud Babli, so that he forget the Babylonian Talmud, Bichdei Sheyucha Lilmet Talmud. When you're Shami, so you can learn the Jerusalem Talmud, the Talmud of Eretz Yisrael. So, this is the idea that just to go from one level to another level, you need to forget the previous level. So, Al Derech Zeh, in a similar way, when a person's mitzvahs and Torah, which are Gashmias, since they're Gashmias, in order for them to go up, they need to be refined and removed from their physicality in order for them to have the elevation. Al derech zeh ugam b'hanigeya l'toyrah mitzvah shel ha'adam. Similar, it's also with regards to the Torah mitzvahs of the person. Shemitzad yoysom ulaboshes binyonim gashmims. Since they are dressed up in physical matter, tzorich liyeh tchilo sheyizdachachu v'yispashtu v'gashmiyusom al yidei ha'malochim. So first, we need them to be refined. We need them to be undressed from their physicality before they can get up above higher. And that is why we need the malochim. And that's why...
So we're up to Ois Vav in the Maimer. The Rebbe has explained earlier that the mitzvahs and the Torah that we do, because they are so physical, we require them also to later on be elevated and refined through the malachim. The malachim sort of elevate the Torah and the mitzvahs that we do. The Rebbe is going to continue to explain that since all of the avodah of elevation, even though in this case it's done through the malachim, but everything has to start with the yid himself. So therefore, the beginning of that elevation also starts with the yid. The refinement and the removal of all the possible defects, or the fact itself that it's gashmius, to make it more spiritual, that starts with the person himself. And that takes place through the avodas hatfilah, through the davening, that we daven each day. Every day, we begin and bring about the davening cleans and washes and helps that the mitzvahs that we did should be lishmo, should be for the right reasons. And then also to make them more spiritual, to take them away from their physicality. So we can say, in derech efsher, possibly say, the hagam, that that although the refinement of the Torah mitzvahs and how they go up above, it's done through the angels, but mikol mokom, nevertheless, even though the angels are involved in elevating them, and quoted from the Zohar, Gofi flowing, that they hug them and kiss them and refine them, bring them out, but yet, nevertheless, mikiv on shetachlis hashleim is the kol inyan hu, the ultimate wholesomeness of every aspect is kasher hu nasa al yidei avodas ha'odom, is when it is done by the service of man. In other words, the person needs to, the goal is that not the malachim should do it. The goal is when things are done through the work of man. And that's the reason why we say, v'lochein odom reitze b'kav shaloi davke. A person wants his own measure. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia that if a person has a choice between 9 parts, 9 kavim that a person, that his friend will give him, or one that he worked on his own, he'd rather have one of his own than 9 that was gifted to him by his friend. That brings out the idea that a person would rather have less, but he worked on it. It is his avoida, and that's why he wants that. And that's why we also say that while the malachim are the ones that are elevating the level of Torah mitzvahs that the person does in this world, still, it, the person is the one that needs to be involved, at least in the beginning. L'chein, gam inyan hizdachechus ha-Torah mitzvahs. Also, this idea of the refinement of Torah mitzvahs, this beginning of that starts with the service of men. And this is what we find in the Torah Eir, that shekibus v'zichuch ha-Torah mitzvahs, that the washing and the refinement of the Torah mitzvahs, hu al-yidei avodas ha-tefillah, because that is the service of davening, that's the avodah of man, of a person, it's his kav shaloi to work to refine it. Shakavone bozehi, the intent over there is, we talked about 2 things before. We talked about, first of all, Torah mitzvahs, because they're gashmis, they could be lacking. There could be a chait, could be lacking. We also talked about that Torah mitzvahs, because they're gashmis, by inherently need to be elevated from gashmis to ruchnis. So this avodas ha-tefillah does both. Shakavona bazei loy rak shal yidei ha-tefillah humenakes ha-Torah mitzvahs mikol psoilus. Not only that through the davening he cleans the Torah mitzvah from any residue, from any psoilus, shaloi yiyu boi from the shaloi lishmo ki yitzvah, so that they're not in a way of lat lishmo, similar kiim, but it's more shalidei hatfila nase gam hascholas hazichuch shalohem, that the through the davening also becomes the beginning of their of their zichuch, of their refinement. Meaning, of course, we have the malachim still necessary for them to be able to help the mitzvahs to go up fully. But the beginning becomes through the tefillah, avodas ha-tefillah from the person. That which they are refined from their physicality and they go up above. How does the tefillah have that power to refine from the gashmis to higher up? Because really, this is all of the avodas ha-tefillah, is to connect the lower and the upper, just like by the person himself. It says the tefillah is like a ladder in which a person climbs from the ground all the ways, from Arzo, from the ground all the ways to Shemaimah. the person himself climbs that ladder to be elevated into the highest level, from the lowest level deep in the ground to the highest level in the Shomayim. You go the ladder, the same thing is that ladder also elevates the Torah mitzvahs that the person has done from their physicality to spirituality. Dine, because behold, tefillah hisulam butzavarto bereishay magia shamayim. A ladder is what stands on the ground, and the top reaches into the sky. Hainu, so what does that mean? Shehat tefillah hi mikasheres. As Beis HaKetzov is the Eretz V'Shamayim Mato Milo. That means that the Tefillah ties the two corners, two extremes, the two corners of Eretz V'Shamayim, which is Mato Milo, which is below and above. The Tefillah connects it. So here, when you look at the Pasuk, it says by Yaakov, it says the Pasuk, there was a ladder standing on the ground, and it reaches to the sky. So it doesn't say it was standing on the Eretz and it reached the Shomayim. It says Mutzav Arso with a hay and Shomayim with a hay, which means it's even within the Eretz, in the lower part of the Eretz, and in the Shomayim, a higher part in Shomayim. And even it says HaShomayim, so it's even higher, higher. Especially based on what's known. It says not just Eretz, it says Artso with additional Hey. That is the level, the lowest level in this physical world in itself, that in the Eretz, in the land, it's Artso, lower than Eretz. And then it says, Vishomaimo, Magi HaShomaimo, B'toishvus Hei. Not just Shomayim, but Shomaimo, Hu Madrega HaYoyser Nailis Sheba Shomayim, the higher level in Shomayim. That means that ladder connects, not just from the Eretz to Shomayim, but from the Artso to Shomaimo, which would be Shmei HaShomayim, HaShomayim, Shmei HaShomayim, the heavens of the heavens. So that ladder reaches Hashomaimo. And then it says Vehashomaimo. And then it doesn't say Mutzav Arso Vereisha Magia Shomaimo. It says Mereisha Magia Hashomaimo. Vehashomaimo Betoishes Hey, the additional Hey in the beginning. Gam b'tchila, also in the beginning, not only in the hay in the end, but also in the beginning, hay hu lemailo, gam b'shomaimo, that points to ever higher places, even than shomaimo. So shomayim, shomaimo, and hashomaimo. So that means that the davening has the ability to take from the lowest level to the highest level. And this is the meaning that the ladder that's standing on the ground and the top reaches the Shemaim. That through the Davni, Yuchaliyah is able to be Aliyah. A person can elevate. What does it mean practically that a person can be all the ways down in the ground, and he can be raised all the way to the highest level up in the Shomayim? Yuchalias Aliyas Gam Ha Odom Hanim Tza Artso B'Madregis Ha Yoyser Tachtoynes Sheba Oretz Halazu HaGashmis. A person who finds himself in the very lowest of levels in this physical world, he can go L'Ha Shomaymo to all the ways up to Shomaymo L'Ha Madregis HaYoyser Nailas V'Niflois to the most elevated and most wondrous level, all the ways up. So a person can start from the lowest of levels and reach to the highest level. That is as it relates to the person. But now he's going to say, just like by the person, the same thing, it elevates his Torah mitzvahs. Hinei kemoi shehat tefillah poi eles b'hodom. just like the davening impacts the person. Shagam kishu nimtso arzo, that also when he finds himself in the ground, yochel hu lihis alois lahashamaymo, he is able to be elevated all the way to the shamayim. Elo shetzorich li yizgam siyua hamalochim dechabik lochul, needs also to have the support of the malochim, which hug, etc. So that means that even by the person himself, he also has the support of the malochim to help him elevate. Derech ze poel esigam b'chol inyone ha'odom. Likewise, it impacts him also, b'chol inyone ha'odom, also all aspects of the person. Not just the person, but everything that the person does, and especially his Torah mitzvahs, u'befrat ba'Torah mitzvahs shelo, especially in the Torah mitzvahs that the Yid does. Shal yidei dalid hashlivos the tefilo, through the four steps of the davening, shem kireg dalid olamos, which correspond to the four worlds. So we have the beginning of the davening, and we have the Birchas Krishma, Shema, and then you have the Amidah. Those are four steps that you climb of davening. So through the four steps of the davening, which correspond to the four worlds, Oilos Heim Oilom Le Oilom, they go up from one level to the other level. The Torah mitzvahs through the davening go up from level to level. Ad Shehein Oilos, to the extent that they go up to the level of Shomaimo Shalemailo Meholomois, to the level to the sky which is higher than worlds. Ba'ad Shehein Oilois Lemhusu Vats Musa Yizbarech Mamesh, to the extent that they go up to the Essen and the Blessed Atzmus Mamesh, the Torah and the Mitzvahs, that the person goes up, goes up all to the Eberster, essence of the Eberster Mamesh. So, basically, the start of the elevation, not only does the davening help to remove all the psoilos, the shaloi lishmo, but the start of the refinement also based on the person's avodah of tefila. It's not just the malochim, but the person starts that as well. Zayit. This is one of the explanation in the connection of the garment of the mitzvahs to the idea of days. We said Baba Yomim means coming with the garments, and also coming with the days, that you need a garment every day. What's the connection of days bechlal to the of mitzvahs? Because right now we discussed that a mitzvah needs to be elevated. The levusha mitzvah needs to be elevated, and they're elevated through davening. Davening is done every day, and davening is associated with the day. The avodah of the day is davening. The elevation of the mitzvahs is through davening. And tefillah is the service of the day. That is the service of the day. So every day means, what's the service of the day? Davening. Move on, Gamim Maimer Azal, as understood also from the saying of our sages of blessed memory. They say, Tefilois Kineget Timidim Tiknum. So the davening corresponding to the Tomid, the Korbonis Timidim, were instituted. They instituted the davening to correspond to the Korbonis. And these Korbonis is an Oilas Tomid Ho Asuya Bechol Yoim. That's the constant oilo, which is done every day. So you see, there's a daily korban tamid, and that's associated to the davening, which corresponds to the
constant carbon. Shnaim layoim, the two for the day, which is the two carbon oilas tamid, which is shachris and mincha correspond. So, what does it mean that it's the avoid of the day? Shahavoid shatfila b'chol yoim, that the davening that we do every day, mevareres, it sorts out. Umayles anitzotzos and ischatshu b'yom zeh, it elevates the sparks that have been renewed at that day. So the person, through his Torah mitzvahs, sorts out the brings about the sparks, and on the davening that helps and that sorts out and brings up those sparks from that day. Lochein mitzvahs shall yosun hu adet tefillah. So therefore, mitzvahs which are elevated, whose elevation comes through davening, zekukim la'avodas hayom, they need the avodas hayom. So we know that the day, the yom, every day, there is the avod of the yom, this tefillah, that is associated, the mitzvahs need that avodas hayom for their elevation. However, yes, so that explains to us that we need the day, we need the avodas, we need the tefillah. But if I missed one day's tefillah, why shouldn't I be able to elevate in the next day's tefillah? Why is it so important to be by Boba Yomim to have every single day over here? It's, yes, we need the davening, but let's use the next day's davening. So this explained as an association, but not on the necessity that it has to be every day. Omnom. Biur zeh mevayeh rak ha-shaychus de mitzvahs liyom. This explanation only explains that the connection of mitzvahs today to the idea of tefillah. But we still don't understand that we have to lasiyas ha-mitzvahs b'chol yom davke, that you must do a mitzvah every day specifically. The lechayre, it would seem, gam kishayachsir yom echot, ulemachar yaseh shtei mitzvahs, even if he misses out one day, and the next day he does two mitzvahs. Going back to what the Baal Shem Tov said, and what we say Baba Yomim, the Zohar said, and we said Bayomim is also literally came with all the days, he never missed a mitzvah. So what is the problem if a person misses one day and he does two mitzvahs the next day? So then the mitzvahs will be refined through the davening of the next day. Well, maybe you're going to argue and you're going to say no. If they weren't refined this day, they can't be refined. They have to be refined on that day. We can't say that tefillah is able to refine and elevate only mitzvahs that belong to that day. Maybe if you didn't elevate it that day, it can't be refined. So first of all, he says, the ain't called tam l'chiluk zeh. There's no reason for this distinction. Why not? Why couldn't the next day's tefillah not elevate the mitzvah that we did a day before? But actually we see that you could make up davening. So normally, what happens if you missed a davening? So if you missed a davening by accident, then in the next day, the tefillah hasmucha, that clothes you can make up. So you see, you can even make up the davening. Boid mikiv on the yesh inyan hatashlumim. Since there is the idea of makeup. Biyoim shel achar zeh, on the next day, in the davening which is next to it, you can make up a davening. We don't say, okay, the day passed, so the carbon is over. When it comes to davening, with the carbon, if you didn't bring it in that day, you can't bring next day the carbon for the day. But with davening, it's different. If you miss the davening, then the next day you can do a second tefillah, provided that it's in the tefillah smuchalo. So that's as far as actually davening itself. as far as the kavon of davening, va'ad shebenegeh lekavonas hatfilah, as it is connects to having in kavon of davening. So we say tefilo achas meluketes mitfilos kol hashono, that if you daven one davening, which is collected from all years davening, ma'alis es atfilos de kol hashono, that it will elevate the davenings of the entire year. If you daven once a year, and it's collected from all of the tefillos that you davened all year, it can elevate the tefillos of a whole year. If you daven one kavona dika davening, the Alter Rebbe brings down in the Tanya. So basically it means the davenings are associated to each other. The kavona of the davenings are associated. So you could mashma mize gam b'negei lali. So just like with kavona, you can be accomplishing on another day for different days. So mashma mize gam b'negei lali yisamitzus shal yidei hatefilos. So from this it appears that also as far as elevating the mitzvah that takes place through the davening, shehat tefillah ma'ilis gam ha-mitzvah d'yoyim ha-somuch b'chulu, that the davening can elevate also the mitzvah of the next day. That's from the halacha that we said before, you can make up a davening, etc. And we can even make it up in a greater way as we find by the kavodas. Usmuchin ledover, we can find a lean to this matter that tefillas are elevating from the other days. Is hatfillas the Shabbos? We know about the davenings of Shabbos. Shehein mailos hatfillas shel kol yimei hachol. They elevate the davenings of the entire weekday. So you see that Shabbos does elevate, accomplishes for the other day, im kol ha-toyro ma'isim tovim she-nichlalu bahem. Together, all the toyro ma'isim tovim that were nichlal in the avodas ha-tefillah of kol yom get accomplished in the avodas ha-tefillah of Shabbos, and they're elevated in the Shabbos de kedavening. So you see that there is a possibility of the next day elevating previous days nitzutzes, elevations. So why is it so important that bayomim, that there should be lacking no dates? Now the Rebbe explains in Ches that part of the intent of the mitzvahs is to be mevarer the physical world, which is also zman and mokim, is time and place. And in order to be mevarer its time, it needs to happen every day. Ches. The idea is the hine yadua, it's known, shahatachlis the toiro mitzvahs, that the goal of toiro mitzvahs, who is lifoil birur vizichuch ba'ilam hazah gashmi, is to impact, to sort out, and a refinement in this physical world. This is what we say, that the Torah is not in the heavens. The Torah is here in this world to bring about a refinement in the world, not in the heavens. And we also say, v'chol ha-Torah nitno lasis sholem b'olam, and all of Torah has been given to make peace in the world. So, meaning, it's in this world where are we doing the mitzvahs. That's as far as Torah. Torah is given in the world, but certainly mitzvahs. V'alachar kama v'kamo, mitzvahs sheloi nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given for Hashem. Doesn't need us to do anything for Him. Elo l'tzari b'hen esabri, is just to make the people more refining. So basically it means all of Torah and mitzvahs is in order to refine the people. But to the extent mitzvahs doke hishkulo kenegda kol mitzvahs, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is equivalent to all the mitzvahs, the nikra b'shem mitzvah stam, and we call it a mitzvah stam. Ki hatachlis, the mitzvahs. That's the general meaning of mitzvahs. Ki hatachlis, the mitzvahs. V'chein hatachlis, the yirida Hashem lemato. Shehu lo yibin shvil haneshama. So especially when we talk about mitzvahs, and we talk about especially mitzvah of tzedakah, which is referred to mitzvah, which is when we don't say what mitzvah, that means tzedakah. So what is mitzvahs, the purpose of mitzvahs? Katachlis, the mitzvahs. So what is the goal of mitzvahs? V'chein atachlis diriz haneshama lemato. And also the purpose, the goal of the neshama descending below, shuloi b'shvil haneshama. That's not for the soul. Why are we in this world? Ki im b'chdei l'sakines haguf v'nefesh habahamis v'chelke b'olam. That is in order to fix the body, the animal soul, and your portion in the world. That's why we're here in this world. And that's why we have mitzvahs. And mitzvahs is to fix and bring about the refinement in the body in nefesh habahamis. Is nishlam al yidei mitzvahs hatzdoka. That is fulfilled and it's accomplished through the mitzvahs hatzdoka. Yoser masher al yidei shar kol hamitzvahs, more than through all other mitzvahs. That's why the mitzvahs hatzdoka is called the mitzvahs tam. Because the accomplishment, the fixing of the body, nefesh, portion of the world is done more than other mitzvahs. Kimvur betanya, has explained in Tanya. So now that we know that we need to mainly impact the world, v'zeh shetzorich liyis yomim shleimim davke. This is that we need it to be whole days. Davke, we need the day, every day to be full. Whole. That every day we need to fill a mitzvah. Since the boundaries, what is the definition of world, space, and time? Had a move on. So it's understood, therefore, shahatoiro mitzvahs. That Torah mitzvah shetachlisim hu l'saken es ha'olam, whose goal is to fix the world, tzrichim l'saken gam es hazman. That's why we need to fix the time also. V'lochein muchrach. That's why it's necessary, absolutely necessary, shebechol yoim tiyeh asiyas mitzvah. That you need to do the mitzvah every day. It doesn't mean that that mitzvah would not be elevated in the next day, but you would be missing that day in which you have to change and correct zman, the time in Olam Hazeh, in the purpose of refining and every day misakin the world. Hagam, even though, shagam kshechoser lo yoy mechode, even if he's lacking one day, yochel hu lasis es halavush, you can create the garment al yidei shikayim mochar beis mitzvahs by doing tomorrow beis mitzvahs. I know the Rebbe doesn't say it here, but you can add, and it can also be elevated through the tefillah of the next day. But you still need to do a mitzvah today. Kibichdei l'saken es hayomim hazman gufa, because in order to fix the day, the time itself, you have to have every day and day do its service. You can't miss out the day because your job is to be misakin and mevader the physical world, to bring it into a place of a mitzvah and a Torah, and that day to be misakin, that day itself, that's the Olam Hazeh Gashmi. And now we understand Avram Zokin. We said before Avram Zokin means that he got the tiko, the dikno, that what it says, Atika Kadisha, that he reached to the level, the garment of Atika, that's the Zokin. And afterwards, Bo Bayomim, he comes to the days that it's even a higher level. Shalachre Shabab Rom Zokin. That after Avram was zokin, hugam baba yomim, he also baba yomim, shuhu mailo gedoy lo yoiser gam ha mailo de zokin, which is a higher level even than the level of zokin. So hine, that's by being mesakin, by doing the world that you reach even in a higher level than the zokin itself. Hine hakavod hamitis beishavus oilumus. The true intent with the creation of the world, bibchin has atzmus ein sof. When we talk about the level, in the level of the essence of the ein sof, what was the ein sof's, the essence? What was the intention? The true intention. Why did Hashem want to create the world? He mashenis ava kodesh baruch hu liyis lo yisbarich. The Rebbe Tachtoinim Davke. That was the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu desired that he, blessed, have a dwelling place specifically in the lower worlds. V'kavon hazu nishlemes al yidei avodas adam. And this intention is accomplished through the work of man. We make the dira for Hashem, Hashem's intention, and the person. Who is the person? We say the Eibushter wants Atem Kruim Odom. That is Yidden. They are called Odom, that they can fulfill through their work, make the intent of Hashem the Dira Betachtoinim. Shodom Davke a Yid Odom Atem Kruim Odom Yochel LaHashlim Kavonazu is able to accomplish this intent. That's why he is called Adam. Al shem beis haktzavos, on the two extremes, Adam. On one hand, Adam means you are Adame, shehu Adame le'elyon. We call him Adam because you are compared to the above, very high level that you are. Comparable to the supreme, v'shehu neitzer min ha'adam. On the other hand, that you were formed from the ground. The way the human being was created, it wasn't created like a living thing without life force. He had first; it was created. From ground, earth, adoimim, and then he got that life force. Shegufoi nasim ha'adom ha'atzma. His body was made from the earth itself. Ubi oifonen in a way, shehoyo t'chilo doimim bifnei atzma. In the beginning, he was inanimate. B'li shum nefesh chiyunis b'toicho. It had no vitalizing soul in it. It was just a doimim. It was inanimate. Ukamesha Kosuf, like the Pasuk says, Golmi Rohu Einecho. My Goylam, just the body, just the physical use I saw, which means there was no Nefesh over there. Veloi Kiguf Hatzemeach Vehachai. This is not the same as the body of the growing and the living. They were created live to begin with. It's not like the animal was created and then there was a chayis put into him, or the growing was created a doimim and then there was a chayis to grow. No, they were chatchila created with their chayis. By the person, it was first created inanimate, and then he got his chayis. So that shows on the adom, on the ground, on the lowest level, that he was a doimim, and he's also compared to above. Kigam. Because when we say this description about the Adam, Al Shem HaAdama, we call him because of the ground, Moire Al Ma'alosei, that points to his advantage, to his greatness. Shu Mevarer Misakin Umayla, that he can sort out, he can fix, and he can elevate. Gamas Adoimim, Shu Tachtim B'Yosir, also the inanimate, which is very low, Shein Tachtim L'mato Mimenu, which is nothing lower than it. Umayla Zu Shaboi. And this advantage of the person that he can elevate the lowest of the levels, bo bepoil al yidei ha'avoida debo b'yomim davke. That advantage in him comes actually in practical through the avoida bo b'yomim davke. That every day by bo b'yomim. So al yidei ha'avoida de zokin atzmo. Through the avoid of Zokin itself, which is the higher level, the level of Zokin, Atika Kadisha, that's the higher part of the Odom Adam Lelyan. Avshigam al yidei zeh birer v'tikin aschelkoi ba'olam. Even though through this he sorts out and corrects the portion of the world, but that's the mokoim space, you'd correct that. But yet, if you have not yet fixed time, so you have not yet fulfilled the intent of the dwelling place of Tachtoin. And therefore, Hagam. So that's why it goes step by step. Zokin, then Baba Yomim. Hagam Shavoide Zu of fixing space, magaz bebchinas atik yoyim, reaches to the level of atik yoyim. Atik yoyim means removed from yoyim, removed from garments. Sibatokav havdolah mebchinas yoyim, which is removed and separate from the level of yoyim, level of day. Einzetachlis hashleimus. That's still not the ultimate wholesomeness. But as opposed to when he does the work of Baba Yomim, which is k'sha'oved l'sakin es hayomim, when he works to fix days. Va'ad, quoting the pasuk, desmis par yomecha amalei, that I'll fill the number of your days. I'll fill. That's the avoida of fixing days every day. But here it says mis par yomecha. Mispar can also mean the shine, the sapir, the shining days. Mispar meloshin evan sapir. Over here, the word mispar, not as literally numbers, but beauty, the shine. Meloshin evan sapir. Ukmeshe kosuv b'Torah Oir, as written in the Torah Oir, she mispar yomecho, the number of the ukmoi hashamayim misaprim. The number of days, just like we say, the skies misaprim. What does it mean? The heavens, the pasuk says, Shemayim misaprim kvoide, Shemayim misaprim, Shepirush bezoyar. The Zoyar says, Menarin menatzitzim usfirin. That they shine, they sparkle, and they're beautiful. Sapirim, those are, so your days become, all the days are filled, they become beautiful days. Hainu, what does that mean? Sha'odom meir es hayomim hazman. The person illuminates, may lights up those days. Be'oir ha'toyra v'ha'mitzvah, with the light of Torah mitzvahs. Al yidei zeh hu mashlim ha'kavone didire b'tachtoyra. That way he fulfills the intent of making a dira in this world below. Be'atachten sheba'ilum hazagufa. Not just in the lower world, but within the lowest part of the world itself, which is through the person being inanimate and Adoma and making sure that every day the boundaries of Olam, that they get refined as well. Shezeh kavonas hashlama zu, this completing of this intent, this is the ultimate advantage of the person, as we said before. And that's why we have the Vavron Zokin Bo Bayomim.